reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun.
Hello, Tanya. Howdy, Matt.
Hello, Matt. Hi there, Tanya.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hello, Harry.
Hi there, Schemer.
Hi there, Schemer.
Hi there, Schemer. Hi there, Schemer.
Hello, Money. Hello, Money.
Hello, Matt. Hello, Tanya.
Hello?
Hey, I hope that wasn't our train.
Who said that?
Hello, Matt. Hello, Tanya. The least you could do is answer me. Are you Tanya?
No, I'm Matt.
Oh, how you doing, Matt? Are you Matt?
No, I'm Tanya.
Well, then where is Matt?
Let me out of here. I know where Matt is. Let me out of here.
Okay, then, Matt. How are you, Matt?
No, I'm Matt.
Don't believe him. The other one is Matt.
I'm Tanya, he's Matt.
Now, you stay out of this, cutie.
I'm Matt, and she's Tanya.
Well, then you stand over there, and you stand over there.
Yeah, it's important to know who we're talking to.
That's right. Why don't you introduce us to these nice folks?
Okay.
Okay, my name is Laszlo.
My name is Eugene.
And what about me?
Well, you're funny looking.
No. You gotta tell them my name. My name is Al.
Well, good. Now we know which one is the dummy.
Now, wait, we don't like to use that word.
What word do we use then?
Now, now.
Oh, good. Now we know which one is the now, now.
Ah, that was terrific.
I like that.
He shouldn't be doing that for free. He could be selling tickets.
Oh.
Shining Time Station. It's Stacy Jones speaking.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, I won't, sir.
Goodbye.
Oh, that was the train dispatcher. I'm afraid our passenger train will be late.
Well, that's quite all right, ma'am. Say, are you two going to be here for a little while?
Yes.
Would you mind keeping an eye on my bags while I run a small errand before the train comes?
Sure, we'll watch your bags
Great.
For you.
Thanks a lot.
Mister?
Yo.
Can we play with your dummies?
Sure, why not? Thanks, Matt. Tanya?
You think we can make these puppets work? Maybe.
I'm sure we can. First, we will take dummy lessons. And then we'll take smarty lessons. Tell me, Tanya, can you say a bag of boots, without moving your lips?
I can't.
You're not trying. Ag of oots. Well, it's a beginning. You should have a chat with James.
Does he know how to work puppets?
No. But he's an authority on trying, oh yes. As a matter of fact, James has been pulling a train that likes to play games. And when he speeds down the tracks all clickety-clack, nobody knows if he'll ever come backety-back again. And does he? Did he? I'll tell you. James had not been out to push coaches or freight cars in the yard for several days. He was feeling miserable. Oh dear, he thought, I wonder how long I shall have to stay in the shed. Will anyone see my red coat again? Why did I go so fast that I made a hole in one of my coaches that had to be mended with, of all things, a passenger's bootlace? At last Sir Topham Hatt arrived. I know you are sorry, James, he said, and I know, too, that you want to be a useful engine. People are laughing at my railway, and I do not like that at all. I will try hard to do my best, said James. That's a good engine. There's nothing like determination. I want you to pull some freight cars for me. James was delighted and puffed away. Here is your freight train, James, said Thomas. Have you got some bootlaces ready? And he ran off laughing. Oh, said the freight cars. We want a proper engine, not a red monster. James took no notice and started as soon as the conductor was ready. Come along, he puffed. We won't, screamed the freight cars. But James didn't care, and he pulled the screeching cars sternly out of the station. The cars tried hard to make him give up, but he still kept on. Sometimes their brakes would slip on, and sometimes their axles would run hot. And each time the trouble had to be put right. And each time James would start again, determined not to let them beat him. Give up, you can't pull us. You can't, call the cars. I can and I will, I can and I will, puffed James. Slowly but surely, he pulled them along the line. At last they saw Gordon's Hill. Look out for trouble, James, warned his driver. We'll go fast and get them up before they know it. Don't let them stop you. So James went faster, and soon they were halfway up. I'm doing it, he panted. Will the top never come? Then, with a sudden jerk, it all came easier. I've done it, he puffed. Hooray, it's easy now. But his driver shut off steam. They've done it again. We've left our tail behind. Look, the last cars were running backwards down the hill. The coupling had snapped, but the conductor stopped the cars and got out to warn approaching engines. That's why it was easy, said James, as he backed the other cars carefully down. What silly things freight cars are. There might have been an accident. Shall I help you, James? Called Edward. No, thank you, answered James. I'll pull them myself. Good. Don't let them beat you. You're doing well, whistled Edward, as James slowly struggled up the hill. I can do it, he puffed. He pulled and puffed as hard as he could. I've done it, he panted. They reached their station safely and James was resting in the yard when Edward pulled up. Beep, beep, he whistled. Then James saw Sir Topham Hatt. Oh dear, what will he say, he asked himself. But Sir Topham Hatt was smiling. I was in Edward's train and I saw everything, he said. You've made the most troublesome train on the line behave. After that, you deserve to keep your red coat. Sometimes you'll surprise yourselves with what you can do. Are you paying attention in there?
I'll have a touch.
No. And another thing, finish your broccoli.
Broccoli? I don't have any broccoli in here.
What? I'll go and get you some.
I hate broccoli.
I hate broccoli. Let me see that. Here, Mutt, and you're Tanya. I'm the vegetable police, and you're under arrest. You want to put on a show? Okay. Let's go get everyone.
Oh, honey, can't it wait?
It can't. It won't take long.
I'm in the middle of something.
You have to come now. Come on, please.
Oh, boy, we're going to be seeing another free show. Yay, free. Yay.
Shh. Do you hate Broadway?
You were supposed to say that to me.
Kids, come on, let's see something good around here. Let's get the show going, huh?
Are you Matt or are you Tanya? to me later about the vegetables.
No, you say that.
I do not. I say that.
Oh, what are you two arguing about?
She got it wrong. She got it wrong.
All right, neither of you two got it wrong. You just had a different idea of what getting it right is. That's all. Why don't you two practice? You'll be better the next time.
There's not gonna be a next time.
Oh, there's not gonna be a next time. I wouldn't be too sure of that. You know, like my old granny used to say,
every time has a next time. Even this time will have a next time, too. Sometime.
Kids, come here. Schemer wants to talk to you. Get over here, kids. I gotta tell you what my favorite part of your show was. That you didn't sell any tickets. I do not want to say that your show was awful, but, hey, why not? I'm an honest guy. Your show was awful. Seriously, though. Do you really want to know what my favorite part of your show was? When it was over.
You were the one who got it all messed.
I did not. You did.
No, you did.
I did not.
Hey, kids, come on. Hey. You both were awful. Hey, come on, relax about it, though. You got the rest of your lives to live. I'll tell you what, I know what's going to make you feel better. Why don't you come over with me to the arcade and spend some of your money? Hey, great idea, huh? Schemer always comes up with them. Come on, kids, follow me.
Dad. Hey, let's like fill his ears with good vibes and smiley sounds.
You know the one he wants? Freight train?
No.
You?
No.
Where's Tito?
Counting his nickels.
Oh, because I never heard of freight train.
So none of us know it.
Yeah, so what? Let's play it anyhow.
Hey, good idea. One, two, three.
What do you think?
I think it was kind of lousy and it was your fault.
Hey, wait a minute, Tito. I didn't say nothing about...
Wait a minute.
It's Tito's fault.
You're the culprit. You're the one who did it.
Did what?
Don't deny it. I can see it by the look on your face. You're the one who ate all the lemons.
I didn't.
You didn't, huh? Well, maybe they're in the anything tunnel. Come on, let's take a look.
Something's gonna be easy, the scale appear to be. So don't be
Are we going to see another one of your puppet shows soon?
No! No! No!
Why? Are you giving up?
Everything went wrong. We just couldn't make it work.
Neither could Isaac. At first.
Who's Isaac?
Oh, way back before I started with the railroad. Oh, 1831 to be exact. One of the first railroads in this country bought an English steam locomotive. The engine came over on a sailing ship. And lots of pieces. Sort of like a big model. Now, the fellow who had to put it back together and make it work was a young man named Isaac Drips. He was only 21 years old when he got the job of assembling the locomotive. It wasn't a success at first. Oh, it ran and everyone came to watch it puff down the track. But it kept running off the rails and its big wheels came loose and it broke an axle. Isaac Drips and his boss carefully studied what made the engine go off the rails. They added two little wheels in the front to help the big wheels go around the curve. He took off the big wooden wheels and made sturdier ones out of iron. Isaac made all sorts of little improvements that made that engine run better and better. The railroad used the engine for many years and even gave it a name, the John Bull. Now it's in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, and it's the oldest locomotive in America.
What about Isaac? What happened to him?
Well, Isaac became a very famous railroad mechanic. And he lived to a ripe old age. He didn't give up when things went wrong. And neither should you.
I don't want to give up. But the man's coming back to take the puppets.
Oh, is that the problem? We can fix that. And, let's see what we have here.
I remember putting on puppet shows when I was your age. All we needed was two things. A little old sock and a big imagination.
Beasties have eaten off your hands and they're crawling up your arms.
No, oh, these are hand puppets, see?
Hand puppets? That's a relief. I thought you were being eaten. Does this mean you're going to put on another show?
We don't know. We don't want to be made fun of.
You mean you're not going to even try? Well, that's it. I'm not talking to you two anymore. I'll talk to the puppets. Hold them up. Imagine them not trying because they're afraid of being made fun of. Just think of poor James. The other engines made fun of him. And look what happened.
What did happen?
I'll tell you. Come along.
One night, Henry and Gordon were alone with James. Although Sir Topham Hatt was beginning to think well of him, whenever a chance came, the other engines would talk of nothing but bootlaces. Remember when they had to use a bootlace to get you out of trouble, James? They would tease. James tried to get back by talking about Henry, who got shot up in the tunnel, and Gordon, who got stuck on a hill. But they wouldn't listen. You talk too much, little James, said Gordon. A fine, strong engine like me has something to talk about. I'm the only engine who can pull the express. When I'm not there, they need two engines. Think of that. I've pulled expresses for years and have never once lost my way. I seem to know the right line by instinct. Every wise engine knows, of course, that the signalman sets the switches to make the engines run on the right tracks. But Gordon was so proud he had forgotten. Wake up, James, said Gordon next morning. It's nearly time for the express. What are you doing? Odd jobs? Oh, well, we all have to begin somewhere, don't we? Run along now and get my coaches. Don't be late. James went to get Gordon's coaches. They were all shining with lovely new paint. He was careful not to bump them, and they followed him smoothly into the station, singing happily, We're going away, we're going away. I wish I was going with you, said James. I should love to pull the express and go flying along the line. Gordon, with much noise and blowing of steam, got ready to back onto the train. Sir Topham Hatt was on the train with other important people, and as soon as they heard the conductor's whistle, Gordon started. Look at me now, he puffed, and the coaches glided after him. Poop, 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 poop. Goodbye, little James, see you tomorrow. James watched the train disappear and then went back to work. He pushed some freight cars into their proper sidings and went to fetch the coaches for another train. James had just brought the coaches to the platform when he heard a mournful noise. There was Gordon trying to sneak into the station without being noticed. Hello, Gordon. Is it tomorrow? Asked James. Gordon didn't answer. He just let off steam feebly. Did you lose your way, Gordon? Said James. No, it was lost for me. I was switched off the main line onto the loop. I had to go all round and back again. Perhaps it was instinct, said James. Meanwhile, all the passengers hurried to the ticket window. We want our money back, they shouted. But Sir Topham Hatt climbed onto a cart and blew the conductor's whistle so loudly that they all stopped to look at him. Then he promised them a new train at once. Gordon can't do it, he said. Will you pull it for us, James? Yes, sir, I'll try. So James was coupled on and everyone got in. Do your best, James, said Sir Topham Hatt. Come along, puffed James. You're pulling as well, sang the coaches. Hurry, 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 puffed James. Bridges and stations flashed by, the passengers cheered, and they soon reached the station. Everyone said thank you to James, and Sir Topham Hatt was very impressed. Well done, he said. Would you like to pull the express sometimes? Yes, please, answered James. Next day, when James came by, Gordon was pushing freight cars. I like some quiet work for a change, he said. I'm teaching these cars manners. You did well with those coaches, I hear. Good, we'll show them. And he gave his cars a bump. James and Gordon are now good friends. James sometimes takes the express to give Gordon a rest. Gordon never talks about bootlaces, and they are both quite agreed on the subject of freight cars. Hey, where are the puppets? I was talking to them. There you are. You never know if you can do your best unless you try again. The important thing is to have a go of it. Now, I gave you a story. And a dance. Can you give me a puppet show? But make sure that you're really ready first. Do a little planning.
Whoa, whoa, hey, what are those creatures?
They're kind of weird looking, but I like them.
Well, hey, what do you say we give them some
backup music, huh, Tex?
We're pretty far back as it is, Rick.
Hey, puppets, do you have those kids of yours ready yet? I'm waiting.
Hello, Mr. Robot. Hello, Word. What do you like to eat?
I eat elevators and train tracks, but no broccoli.
Excuse me, has either one of you seen Matt or Tanya?
Which one is Tanya? Tanya's a boy. Is Matt the girl?
No, Tanya's the girl and Matt's the boy.
I don't know any girl named Tanya. I know a girl named Matt.
Maybe the boy named Tanya knows a girl named Tanya.
The girl named Matt knows all the boys named Tanya. And there aren't any.
Do you have room in this act for one more?
I'll remember the music to Freight Train.
Ah, totally rad.
Think it'll help?
Couldn't wait.
Freight Train runs so fast. Freight Train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm going on. When I die, Lord, bury me deep, way down on old Chestnut Street, so I can hear road number 9. She comes rolling by. Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm going. Run fast. Here I come. Look out.
Hey, wait a second. Look at, hey, I can sell tickets to this show. Puppet show, only 5 cents. A great deal. It is, it says so. It's gotta be true, a great deal.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the word, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining tide station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station,